like the character just kind of evolved. The character I developed as the wife became his sister. So there was like, cause there was no romantic element anymore cause they were divorced. So like that whole thing just kind of like evaporated. It just like disappeared in the creative process, which was interesting. And the sister dynamic and the brother just made a, and how she was kind of the aunt to the son created this awesome dynamic for the nature of the story. But then this element came in where it's like, well, where'd the wife go? Like what happened? What's her story? And I had this nagging, was called into question. And then and also the son, as the son's character got developed, because I had known him when he was essentially an 8-year-old, because that's how I first started the story, but now I was getting to know him as a teen, so I had grown up with this kid in a way at this point. But I was like, well, what's his relationship with his mom? Because it's like not just about the main character's relationship with the wife, but or the ex-wife, but like what's the son's relationship with the mom, and how does that play? And you know, and what's the sister's relationship to her and all of this stuff, and all that got called into question. And it gave me some time to put attention on it, this agitation, this nagging. And I have to say, like, this just happened this week. Some fucking incredibly awesome stuff came out of the story by just giving that a little bit of attention. So I think there's something about this, and you've said this before, Evan, and I've this always stuck with me ever since you pointed this out to me. I'm not sure if it was yours or if you got it from somewhere, but attention is magic. It really, really is. And so I would say, like, when something is called into question, it's actually saying, hey, there's magic here. Take a moment. Let's find the magic, you know? And if you, and I think that's, I think it would be a mistake for you if something was called into question for you to kind of distract yourself from it or try to ignore that feeling and push it away. I think you should actually engage with that feeling.